Ladies and guys who want to improve the lives of other girls that they fuck.
The sentence started off really nice.
Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet. This is the Kill Your Inner Loser show. Let's fucking go. I'm joined here by my partner in crime / confidant / bitch, Imogen.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Also known as my girlfriend.
Yep.
We, my dear, as you're deep throating that microphone, we are going to be talking about some of the changes that you've made in your life. Because the concept here, we're talking about leaving girls better than you found them. So, why would you want to do this? Because I told you to, and that's all that really fucking matters. So, leave girls better than... To be fair, at some point, I am just going to turn into that person who just says, do what I say because I don't think I'll ever do that. But, like, you do get to a point where people, like, defend you and fight for you and say, like, everything Andy says is correct. I've had a couple of those people now. And so, it's like, at some point, I'm just going to start saying, like, whatever I say is true. Don't ever question anything I say. Never critically analyze anything I say. Never experiment with anything I say. Just trust that it's correct because I said it. And I couldn't possibly be wrong. I'm infallible. So, why would you actually want to leave girls better? I think the main reason, and then you can speak in a second. I know you're having fun deep threading that microphone again. Because a lot of guys have guilt, or quite a few guys have guilt around casual sex. And they think like, oh, casual sex means I'm using women, blah, blah, blah. This is probably the smartest or the best way of mitigating that. If you leave girls better than you found them, you never have to feel guilty. You never have to think like, oh, but this is shallow. It's like, no, it's not. I'm improving the lives of other people. How is that shallow? What do you want to add, Little Miss Deep Throating Microphone Expertise?
Well, that was actually exactly what I was going to say because I was just
watching talk about deep throating.
One of your videos about how you can make sex with a lot of women not feel shallow. But I think another thing is also that it does just feel nice to bring positive energy into the universe to help people. People like helping their friends and their family. Mm-hmm. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. And I think that's why I started doing it. Because generally speaking, pretty much everyone who has a friend, you want your friends to be, you want their lives to be better for having met you. Of course, I don't think there are a few miserable fucking cunts, but generally speaking, I shouldn't say cunt. Hey, now we're monetized on YouTube. I got to stop saying cunt. You get a little icon, by the way, guys, anyone listening, that tells you if your video has too many cunts in it. So cunt. You also can't say faggot. You can't say nigger. Like, it specifically gives you a list of words that you can't say.
What does it, is there some sort of AI that picks up like that?
Yes. Yeah.
What if when you say can't, it sounds like cunt?
Well, you've just said cunt now. So now we're demonetized. There's all your fault. No, because it knows I say it all the time. So, it's like I have a baseline level of swearing. So, it won't demonetize me because it knows that's just Andy. But if you swear, it's going to know something's up. So, it's not going to... Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Could you imagine if like... Okay. Side deviation here. Anyone who knows about like machine learning algorithms and AI and shit like that, you basically have to... Anyone who doesn't, you have to like feed it training data basically. Imagine if like the training data that we gave an AI was my podcast.
Yeah,
it's just like cunt, no faggot, pussy, cunt, get laid.
The only
yeah, imagine a bot based on me and my podcast. That'd be cool as fuck, actually. Anyway, what the hell were we talking about before you
Why
were deep throating microphones?
Want to-
so most people want the lives of their friends to be improved for having met them. Mm-hmm. I think most people, generally speaking, want to have a positive impact on the world. Why would you not? It's like a revelation for a lot of guys when I say this, when they suddenly realize like, shit, I could be doing that with the girls that I sleep with. Like, I'm having sex with them anyway. Why would I not want that? Especially if it doesn't take that much effort, which most of the stuff we're going to talk about in a second doesn't. Why wouldn't I want to improve their life even just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit? Like, wouldn't that be, isn't that a nice side effect? Plus, I get to fuck them. Win-win.
Yeah. And also, I mean, it's something you've talked about, but the mentoring role or that dynamic is something that you obviously quite like. And if you're feeding into like masculine and feminine energies, mm-hmm. there is that, generally speaking, that role of the man who leads and guides mm-hmm. and teaches and mm-hmm. the woman that's like learns, so to speak.
Yes. Yes. It's a very strong dynamic. So, let's take a slight deviation here, and just briefly, super fucking brief. We don't have to talk about this for a long time because I do want to do an entire long article talking about this shit. But let's talk about just like a couple of the things that you've changed since you started seeing me. Let's not make this like a big bragging thing, because I could see it going into that where I'm bragging, oh, look how much I helped you, and you bragging, oh, look how much I changed. But, you know, I'll basically rip through this dot point list so that we don't have to like dwell on it.
Mm-hmm.
You lost fat. You overcame bulimia. You're working on, and we can say like almost entirely overcome, a binge eating disorder, a really bad binge eating disorder, by the way. You were binge eating like every single day. You're making us, not every day, but like every week. You're making yourself vomit like, what, every 2 weeks or so?
Sure. Yeah.
You got an internship. I've talked about that in a previous episode. You got an internship at a place where, and you eventually got paid, so it's not even an internship. You got a job at a place where you're supposed to go through uni and then get an internship for a year and then you get paid.
Mm.
You skip that whole process. At the start, when I first started seeing you, you couldn't even look me in the eyes. You literally couldn't look me in the eyes. I had to teach you how to do that. You couldn't look yourself in the eyes, like in the mirror. You hated yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't want to fall in love. You didn't want any sort of affection or feelings. You learned how to be in love. You learned how to process a lot of your childhood trauma with like divorce, as in your parents' divorce. You learned how to be self-aware. You became a lot more confident and assertive, and you got to a point where you can actually ask for what you want. Now, no, you just tell me what you want. Like, you don't even, you know. Whereas before, it was like, we had to go through this like 3 week thing where you would like want something, but feel like you couldn't even ask me for it. And I had to sort of mind read and figure out, does she want this? Like, does she actually want my help with this, or does she need this?
Yeah, sure. I used to be very, very passive.
Yeah. You're more sexually confident. You're able to take the lead sometimes, especially with girls. And you figured out what you want from life, like the kind of person you want to be, the kind of woman you want to be. And again, we could go on for another. This is the short list. This is like the things that came to mind when I brainstormed for 3 seconds right here. And at some point, I will do a full article that'll be more of a brag and more of a celebration of some of the shit you've changed. But I guess the point there is like you're probably the person that I've influenced the most, and like the female's life that I've changed the most. But I have tried to with every single girl that I've slept with, even the girls that you and I see together.
Yeah.
One of the girls that we recently stopped seeing, she came to me at one point. She messaged me at one point. She just like, it was a throwaway comment. And this is one of the points that I'm going to make here. Sometimes these conversations or these things you do to help or to improve the lives of the girls that you date, it's super just throwaway. It's an easy thing to do. This girl came to me, messaged me and said, like one of the girls that we're sleeping with, she messaged me and said, you know, I'm having a bad day. My boss is a dick, blah, 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 blah. I can't even remember what I said, but it was like, I wrote like one paragraph and I just basically said like, remember that you don't have to work for a shitty boss, something like that. You're allowed to quit. And from that, she was like, oh shit. Like, and so she went to, it was like an internship through her university. She went to her university lecturer or whatever and said, I can't work with this person. Like, what can you do? And they got her a different internship. So essentially she quit.
Yeah.
That was the most like throwaway, minor, almost no effort thing from me. That took really no fucking effort. It was the most throwaway thing ever. And that had an impact on her life. And that's what we're talking about here. We're not saying you have to do like all the shit that, you know, you and I have done together, but just like little bits of information. And even in a casual relationship, which it was with this other girl that we're talking about, you want to build something with them, or I highly recommend you build something with them, even if it's just sexual experience, or let's get really good at sex together. Let me help her open up sexually and discover herself, and I can do the same, and we can do some kinky shit together and figure stuff out. You can build memories together, just having a good time with the girls. Like, it doesn't have to be this massive relationship, deep, intimate thing. It's just like little bits and pieces that you can do.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't have to be something where you take them on as like a student and you fundamentally better their life. It can really just be like giving them some decent advice every now and then. Yes. Or like you said, building memories or nice experiences with them.
Having good sex, even just that. If you don't know what good sex looks like, go and read my Tinder guide, which is linked in the description below. Part 4 is all about how to have sex, like how to have actual sex. And it doesn't just apply to Tinder. That's just part of the Tinder guide. But any girls that you're having sex with, that's a sex guide. I also have a retention guide, as in how to keep them around, how to keep girls like wanting to come back. And a big part of that guide is everything we're talking about here, like building something with them. Go and read that part. That's like even more in depth than anything we could say right now on air. Give them little bits of advice, even stuff like what you said before. If a girl comes to you and says, I'm having a bad day, you just say, oh, what's up? and you just talk for 5 minutes, you have no idea, especially if you're talking about casual relationships, and then doubly so if you're talking about Tinder, you have no idea how many guys don't do that shit. It's just like, we literally have a booty call, we fuck, and then I go home and that's it. Mm. And if you're the guy that's even just willing to like talk to her for 5 fucking minutes or text her for 5 minutes about what, and I'm talking about once you've actually slept together and you've established something, don't do this shit before you've had sex. Mm. That's a waste of your time. Before you've had sex, you want to just get on a date, get to know each other, have sex, that kind of shit, and then you can do all this stuff. But even just like a 5 minute conversation, or she's having a bad day and you make her feel a tiny bit better, which again, doesn't have to take that much effort. Nothing I'm saying here is, I'm not saying go above and beyond and go out of your way and spend, like you said, mentor. I didn't use the mentor word. I will not use the mentor word. If you want to mentor girls, go for it. Sure. I do. But you don't have to. Now, we'll never tell anyone else that they have to, but we're just talking about like little basics. What did you say to me was one of the important or the nice things or something that had an impact that I did for you, like with you on the first time we had sex? What left an impact on your memory?
Leading this question up, so I give you the answer you want.
Correct. 100%.
It was when you walked me home afterwards to the train station.
Yes.
Or most of the way. It was a decent walk too. It was like a 20-minute walk.
Sure. It was a nice walk though. But like, that is a very good example of the bare minimums that we're talking about here. Like, after sex, you hang out for 20 minutes. Doesn't even have to be a long time. 20 minutes. Mm. Just lie in bed. Let her lie on your chest, or you cuddle her, or you guys hang out and talk. Which, by the way, guys, is the absolute best time to ask questions of girls. I used to do this, I still do this, but I used to get so much pleasure out of asking girls questions that I wanted to know the answers to. Stuff that I was like incredibly curious about that I'm never going to get any other chance to ask a girl. So I would ask every girl that I slept with in that moment after you've had sex where you're both chilling, you're both vulnerable, you're both like calm, you'll kind of just be honest with each other because you're basking in that afterglow. I would ask all sorts of questions like, what's something you've never fucking told anyone else? What's it like being a girl on Tinder? Do you get sick of too many guys being creeps? Like, have you ever had a guy hit on you in the gym? What was that like? Do you like guys who are masculine and assertive and blunt, or do you prefer if he's a little more so? Like, I would just ask every single question that would ever come into my head. You know, I'd say like, what's the worst date you've ever been on? Have you ever had a bad sexual experience? Like all those kind of questions.
Yeah, because after you've had sex, all of like the, I don't know, like the bullshit and like the-
It goes away.
Well, yeah, it kind of just everything dissipates a little bit. And like you said, it's like that afterglow, like you're in those nice feelings, you feel really relaxed.
Yeah, and you've just had your dick inside her, which is the most vulnerable that either of you can be. Mm. Like you've just fucked each other. You're going to be incredibly honest, both of you, at that point. And even just doing stuff like that is stuff that most guys don't do. They don't lie there and have those intimate conversations in a casual relationship. They will when they're boyfriend, girlfriend, sure, fine. But in a casual relationship, you just doing that stuff. And then afterwards, and again, I'm only talking about like 20 minutes. And then afterwards, you just go, hey, I'll walk you downstairs to your car. Or, you know, she has an Uber and you're like, cool, I'll walk you downstairs. I'll wait downstairs with you until the Uber gets here. It's like the most basic shit ever. You would be surprised how many get like that had an impact on you because you were like, no one had done that for me before on Tinder. Like, that's rare.
It was nice.
How many girls have said the same shit to us where they're like, oh, you don't have to like walk me to the train station or the bus
like
station?
Every girl.
Yeah. They all say that and it's like, what are you talking about? It's like 10-minute walk. Of course, we're going to walk you. Mm. It's fucking cold. It's nighttime. I'll walk you. Like, we like you. Why would we not walk you? Yeah. Like, why would we not hang out with you? Like, these are the very basic little tiny, they're almost pathetically tiny. And they are. This shit sounds pathetically tiny, pathetically easy. But a lot of guys, it's not that they don't want to do this stuff. They just don't think of it. Mm. I can't tell you how many guys I've said this shit to. I've said like, just walk her downstairs to her car. And they're like, oh, I didn't even think of that, dude. Yeah, good call. I'll do that. And you're like, what, were you just going to sit on your couch and then she can just walk down?
It's like common courtesy, like you walk your friend to their car or to the door.
And then you're like, yo, bro, it's good hanging out with your sea dog. Like, yeah. Mm. But they're just not thinking of it. That's the thing. They're just not thinking of it. And so these basic little things are the things that have an impact. It will surprise you how much of an impact these little things have on girls that you date, especially in a casual relationship. If you just do the most like basic chivalry, gentlemanly shit, we're talking about such basic shit here. Like this should just be like everyone baseline, everyone should be doing this. But if you just do this shit, you have a nice little impact on her. She's like, oh, at the very least, I'm glad that I saw him. You know, however long you guys see each other for, I'm glad that we saw each other.
Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, the advice of, like, leaving girls better than you found them, it's more that, like, generally speaking, a casual relationship, when things end, like, at the end of it, they're like, oh, that was like a nice time. Like, I had fun.
That's what you're this aiming was for. Good.
Like, I'm glad that happened. Not like, ugh, I shouldn't have done that. That was a bit gross. I feel dirty. You want it to be like just a positive takeaway at the end.
And how many girls have we slept with and, you know, girls I've slept with myself where you ask them about like past experiences or past relationships and you can tell they're just like, it's not like their heart, it's not like they're really bummed that they saw someone, but you can tell that overall it wasn't a net positive. And it's usually these basic things. Like they'll just say he was weird after sex and he didn't talk much, or he didn't really want to hang out after sex, or, you know, we just didn't click. Or like it's basically these little baseline things that he's not doing that you guys can do. And then all of a sudden you're better than the competition. And more to the point, it's like you said, afterwards she can go away and say like, yeah, that was fun. Like, I'm glad I met him. Yeah. You don't have to be like changing the entire world or rocking their world or mentoring them or, you know, helping them build a business or some of the stuff that I talk about. I like to do that stuff if you want to, by the way, absolutely fucking go for it. You don't have to do that stuff, but at the very least you're aiming for, as you said, after the sex, after you guys stop seeing each other, she's like, yeah, like that, he was a cool guy. Yeah. That's kind of what you're aiming for. And then if you do that with every girl you sleep with or most girls you sleep with, at that point you eliminate that weird feeling that some guys have where they're like, you know, I'm using women, I'm taking from them. It's like, no, you're not. All of them or most of them are glad that they slept with you. They're glad they met you.
Yeah. And I think there is also the benefit of like during the time that you spend with that person, they're probably having a nicer time because you're doing all of those things, because you're having a nice time together. And then one, if they're having a nice time, they're probably going to stay around longer.
Yeah. We haven't even talked about that. I mean, that's why I mentioned my retention guide before.
Yeah. And also that like, if someone's having a nicer time, they're going to be nicer back to you.
Yeah.
And then that, and you kind of just feed off each other's energy and you build a more positive experience.
Yeah. Everything's fucking better. If you're just decent to a chick, like, holy shit, the sex is way better. The sex is like infinitely better. Like infinitely better. If they like you, why would it not be? I've said this so many fucking times. It's like, why do you want to be honest with women? Why do you want to leave them a little better than you found them? Why do you want to do these like basic, common, gentlemanly things? Obviously, because you're all lovely people and you're all good guys and all that kind of shit, sure. But here's the real selling point, because the sex would be fucking wild. Like, that's it. And then you say, well, how would the sex be wild? And it's like, are you fucking kidding me? Because she can open up to you. She fucking trusts you. The best sex ever is with people that you trust. People that you know aren't just going to fucking fuck you and then be like, oh, well, there's the front door. Off you go. That doesn't make any girl feel good. That wouldn't even make you feel good. Wouldn't you guys feel better if you went to a chick's house and instead of her fucking you and then just being like, that was fun, bye, wouldn't you feel better if she's like, oh, I'll walk you downstairs to your car, and she's like cuddly and she's like holding your hand and shit? Wouldn't that just make you feel better? Even if it's a casual sexual relationship, a booty call, if she's at least feminine and nice to you, that's going to make you feel good about seeing her. You're going to want to do more shit with her. You're going to want to be kinkier with her. You're going to want to explore more stuff. You're just going to have more energy when you think about her. You're going to care more. You're going to be more invested in a good way. And so the same thing applies for women. If you just do this basic shit, and especially if you want to go above and beyond and like mentor her and give her advice and, you know, help her start her own business or help her quit university if she doesn't like what she's studying, or help her make friends or like whatever it is, help her overcome fucking depression, whatever it is. If you do that shit, holy shit, like you got a loyal friends with benefits for many months or years to come, if not a girlfriend, if, depending on what you're looking for. But yeah, it doesn't take much, does it? And I guess we can finish with the caveat of not every woman that you date will be better off after you see them, after you end things. Some girls will take a breakup, whether that's you breaking up with her, her breaking up with you, one of you getting into a serious relationship with someone else, one of you moving away, like whatever it is. Some girls will take that really badly, no matter how nice you are about it, no matter how much you try and save their feelings, no matter how good you were to them during the whole thing. Like almost no matter what you do. And the best example I can think of several examples of this, but the best example I can think of is this Chinese girl that I saw, and we saw each other for quite a while. It was like 6 months, and she was really fucking happy to see me, like while we were seeing each other. And we were pretty much boyfriend, girlfriend. Like I wasn't seeing any other girls at the time. We hadn't like had the exclusive talk, but I just wasn't seeing anyone else. It was just pretty much her and I. And at a certain point, it just felt like she was just kind of, like, there's no nice way of saying it, but plain. She was not looks wise. She was just boring. She didn't really have anything exciting about her. I would try and prompt stuff that would make me like her more. Like I would say, like, what are your hopes and dreams? Like I was trying to look for reasons to like her, right? I was trying to look for reasons to get passionate about being with her. And she just would never give me a good answer. And I'd even say things like, what do you like about seeing me? Like hoping that she would stoke that fire. And she'd just be like, I don't know. And it's like, there was never any fire inside her, right? And so at a certain point, even the sex became a bit boring. She was a nice person, but she was just kind of like, there was nothing there. It was like a cardboard cutout of a person would be the best way I'd explain to describe her. And at some point I just said, you know, like, look, I like you, but I think we have to like end things here. Like, I have strong feelings for you. I know you really care about me. She hadn't told me she loved me or any of that, but she might have. I said, I think we got to just like end things. I'm just not feeling the fire anymore. I'm not feeling that like desire. And she took that really fucking badly. Like the worst that anyone has ever seen. And I saw her several times in the future. And every time I would see her, I've told you this a million times, I'd be walking towards her on the street and she'd walk towards me. And then I'd smile at her, because anyone I've ever broken up with or who's broken up with me, I smile at them. I'm like, hey, you know, you were a nice chapter in my life. Hopefully I was a nice chapter in your life. Like, why wouldn't I smile at that person? You know, I'm glad that we met. But I would smile at her, and as soon as she saw me, she would literally like go like this and put, for those of you listening to the podcast audio, she would put her hand over her fucking eyes and turn her face and look the other way, and sometimes turn around and walk the other way like I was like we were 3 years old or something, like a fucking child. Remember, this was like a 21, I think she was like 22. Mm. She might have even been 23. I can't remember. Anyway, I can't remember. But like childish shit. And like, fine, she obviously took the breakup badly, but I would bet you $10 if you sat down with her and said, are you glad that you met Andy? She would be like, no way, he broke my heart. Like, and she would just have this very, it's almost like the opposite of rose-tinted glasses. It's like blood-tinted glasses. She, like black, she had this like black cloud over our relationship. Whereas when I think of it, I'm like, that was a nice chapter. It was a lovely 6 months. I added to her life. I helped her. You know, she was very inexperienced and shy when I met her. I helped her open up. I taught her some things. We had a lot of conversations. We went on like a couple of road trips and shit like that. Like, I thought I added to her life. And of course, I helped her open up sexually. Like, she was fucking not frigid, but she was like incredibly stiff and nervous and all that the first couple of times. And I would have thought I had a positive impact on her life. But from her point of view, almost none of that matters. It seems like none of that mattered. And all she saw was at the end, he broke up with me. What a bad person, or it hurts, or like whatever, right? That was me trying my best to leave someone better than I found them. You could say I failed. I wouldn't say I failed. And that's the point I'm going to make to you guys. Sometimes no matter how much you try, no matter how good a person you are or how much you improve someone's life, hell, even if you fucking mentor them, even if you spend 2 years with a girlfriend and you mentor her and build her up, she might not take the breakup as well as you like. You never know how someone's going to take a breakup until the moment you break up with them. I would have thought this girl in particular would have taken the breakup well. She was very well adjusted. She was very sweet. She was very optimistic and happy. The exact opposite of what like her reaction was after we broke up. So you're not going to leave everyone better than you found them. Your mission isn't to change the entire world. It's to be the best man you can be the best person you can be. And then most people will be positively affected by that. Some won't. That's okay. Like, you can't control other people. All you can do is do the best you can do and then see how others react to that. Is there anything you would like to add, young lady, about leaving people better than you found them?
No, that covers it for me.
So basically what you're saying is get paid and fuck bitches. Make money and fuck bitches is what you're saying. That's the takeaway from this podcast.
No.
Correct. No. All right, guys, go out and crush your goals.